question. All right, so let's start the main question over here. And the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, if you're going to learn chutz. Okay, so we went through it quickly the other day. So let's just review. So the Gemara says there's two possibilities for the svar of Rabbi Eliezer, for the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. One is from the pasuk of v'yotza mi beiso v'holcha v'hayiso li'ish acher, that after the get from the first husband, the pasuk says she leaves his house and she goes to another man. So he says, afilu lo hitira ela li'ish acher harezu migreshes. Even if she's only permitted to one man, you see that it's good. Because that pasuk is describing the effect of the gerushin. And the Rabbanan say, that means l'chol ish v'ish. Doesn't mean to one man, it means to universal men. Right? To a man other than him. You know, it's a men. L'chol ish v'ish. That's one shita. And the other shita is, the other reason is from the pasuk of Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikachu. Afilu lo nisgarsha ela meisha. Nifsla minakuna. Alma haviget. Yeah. And the Rabbanan say, Issa kahuna is different. All right. So, I mean, that's the one. That's the side that seems more promising to think into.
The kahuna one?
The kahuna one. I say that this one is more promising. What do I mean? I say that the second drasha is more promising for us to get into the concept than the first one. I mean, the first one is just basically stating the fact. He's just saying, I can show you from the pasuk that it means she's only mutter to, she only has to be mutter to another guy. But the second one is expressing a strange concept over here of grusha me'isha. And he's saying there's a phenomenon of grusha me'isha. Okay? That's Rashi explains. Kevon, de omar lo hare at megureshes mimeni v'i at muteres l'chol adam. It's a new concept over here that that he says to his wife, you're divorced from me, but not permitted to anybody. V'zehu re'ach haget. And what's interesting is everybody agrees to this, right? This is called re'ach haget. She'posel b'kahuna. Okay. U'mi de'posel l'kahuna almo get'hu. Now, what's more interesting about this, what's more promising about this is that you have something that everybody agrees upon, this idea of re'ach haget, and now they're arguing about what deduction you can make from it, right? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, we see this phenomenon of re'ach haget, alma, there's a deduction now I can make, that what? Get who? So we see it's a get. V'hocha d'shariyei l'chol adam chutz mizeh muteres l'acherim. And the Rabbanan say, no, issa kahuna shani. Okay, because they have extra mitzvahs. But still, it sort of gives you like another perspective to think about. The first one doesn't really give you anything new. It's just telling you, I can show you that there's a get that's good for one guy. It doesn't really open up a vista. This one opens up like a new vista, right? That there's such a thing as grusha me'isha. Even without reference to other people. That's what's amazing about it. Yeah. Completely different thing. 1 second. So what we need to do is we need to understand what Re'ach HaGet is according to the Rabbanon, and what it is according to Rabbi Eliezer, and how he derives from that regular gerushin. Okay. So Tosfos brings up the main problem that we have to work on. Yeah.
And the Rashi.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is Rashi needs Tosfos' further explanation. Right? Because Rashi doesn't really make sense on this straight. He says, "Zehu re'ach haget she'posel b'kahuna, umi deposel l'kahuna alma get hu." What does that mean? It's a get. Does anybody know what that means? What does that mean? If the guy says to his wife, you're divorced from me, but not mutter to anybody else, what does that mean? What happens? Okay, they don't celebrate their anniversary anymore, it would seem, but she's not mutter to anybody, so then what did he do to her? What do you mean it's a get? In what sense is it a get?
He's just violating his own...
And then what's the alma? And then he says, "V'hacha d'shari l'chol adam chutz mizem muteres lachem." What exactly is the connection between what re'echa get is and the hacha? So the v'hacha means the case in the Mishnah. No, in an our case that he matered her to some people, it'll be good. She'll be mutter to others. But what does it mean? Who was doing this the other day? This is like the... that was Ken. This is like the question. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, did it make a noise? So if a woman is mutter to every... If a woman is divorced from her husband but not mutter to anybody, is she divorced?
Where's the crisis in this case?
Let me ask you a question. How many times can you get divorced from the same marriage? Once, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
No, from the same marriage.
From the same marriage.
So now, what are you going to tell me? She can never get, he can never give her another get, and then she'll just always be stuck like this? That doesn't sound possible.
But Rashi seems to be saying that the fact that...
Then it wouldn't even qualify for... How is he going to learn the first pasuk? What about the first pasuk? That's a pasuk. V'yatzami beisa v'holcha v'hayisa l'ishachir. Where's the ishachir? Doesn't make any sense. The drasha from the second pasuk is that there's a phenomenon of isha grusha me'isha without reference to heter to anybody else. That's the drasha. Says, you think she has to be mutter to other people in order for it to be a good gerushin, and you think she has to be mutter to everybody for it to be a good gerushin. No, it says if a woman is divorced from her husband, that's all it says. She's puzzled to the coin. So I found for you a case that shows you there's a shame grusha without reference to heter to everyone else. I v'yatza v'holcha v'yatza mi'beis v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishachir. So the Rabbanon say, yeah, that's Issa Kahuna, that's different. That has nothing to do with true gerushin. And we have to understand that too. I mean, according to the Rabbanon, what does it mean it's not a get, but it's re'ach haget? What does that mean? Now, there's a bit of a machlokas in the Rishonim, if re'ach haget is d'oraisa or d'rabbanon. But plain shot, most hold plain shot is this deraisa. The Rabbanan are darshaning this pasuk. They say no. This pasuk means midaraisa. This ineffective get creates an isser kahuna. How does that work? How does that make any sense?
The Rabbanan are saying they're not saying it's ineffective get.
It is. She can't marry anybody after this. She can't. They're saying. Well, what is it? They're saying.
It's ineffective get. You're talking about where he specified he can't marry.
Let me just set it up. Let's just set it up like this, okay? Let's just put it like this. Rabbi Eliezer is saying it's a good get. Isha grusha me'isha lo yikachlo, right? So what does that mean? It means to say that in some sense there's a good get going on over here, okay? Isha grusha me'isha
means.
It means that the operation of gittin happened. Something happened. There was some gerushin. Now, the maisa gerushin needs... Now, it depends. If the maisa gerushin happens and he doesn't apply it to anybody, so she stays divorced from him but not mutter to anybody else. And where do you see the effect of the maisa gerushin? You see it in the fact that if he were to die, she would be also to marry a Kohen. And presumably, did you do the Tosas? Right, presumably, she wouldn't be able to eat Truma if she was married to a Kohen. She wouldn't have to Yibum to his brother. Right? I mean, there are effects of marriage and divorce outside of heter to another man.
She does have a chalos of a grusha.
That's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer was saying. She has a real chalos of a grusha. L'may nafkamina, she can't eat truma if she's married to a Kohen. If the husband were to die without a child, she would not have to do yibum to his brother. That's right.
Okay.
Because she is a Grusha Me'isha. Right? And therefore, he says, Rabbi Eliezer, if he includes in that statement, and you're mutter to somebody, then the effect of the Gerushin will push through to that guy too. And now you'll have a Gerushin that does allow her to marry somebody.
Original cases, he said that you're forbidden to everyone? Or just...
The Isha, Grusha, Me'isha, yes. But the point is, it's effective. It does something, right? And therefore, to the extent that he applies it to other people, it'll be good. But the Rabbanim are saying it won't be good if he applies it to other people. But how is it good for the Isser Kahuna? Just for the Isser Kahuna, it would seem. He didn't do anything. All right, let's get into it a little bit. Enough talking about it. All right, take a look at Tosas. You need Tosas. Without Tosas, you're stuck. Go ahead. Vim Tomer. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think I just made a mistake over here, right? So Tosas is saying the other way. He's saying that certainly, Tosas is even stronger. He says, what do you mean? What does it mean? What does Rabbi Eliezer mean over here? And the Rabbanan say it's Issa Kuhuna Shani, and Rabbi Eliezer seems to be saying it's not just a difference in terms of Issa Kuhuna. He says, Tosa says, interestingly, that even Rabbi Eliezer has to agree Issa Kuhuna Shani. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, Issa Kuhuna Shani. Why? That if the man gave his wife this get, the one that says, you're muteres to nobody, but you're a grusha from me, but not mutter to anybody, even Rabbi Eliezer would say, it's not effective. And what does he mean, it's not effective? That... if the husband were to die, she would be allowed to do the Yibam. I'm sorry, I had it wrong before. Right? Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if the husband gave his wife this kind of a strange get, of harayat megureshes mimeni, v'iat muteres l'chol adam, it's completely ineffective except for kahuna. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees. So if that's the case, he must admit that Issa Kahuna is different, and there goes his whole argument. In other words, logically, Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll prove it to you from Isha Grusha Me'isha. And the Rabbanim say, no, Issa Kahuna Shani. So it would seem that once you say Issa Kahuna Shani, then you lost your argument over here. But for some reason, Batos is saying, no, it doesn't work out that way, because even Rabbi Eliezer has to agree Issa Kahuna Shani. But yet... somehow he's learning this as a riot to the other cases. So that's Tosa's question. That's his Im Tomer. He says, even Rabbi Eliezer has to agree that what? That if he really gave her this get of Harei At Megureshes Mimeni V'i At Muteres L'chol Adam, it would only be effective in terms of the Issa Kahuna.
Why is he saying that?
Apparently because... where's the Gerushin? Where's the Hol Chavayis Elish Acher?
But seeing Svara, he just shouldn't hold that.
he can't go against the open pasuk that says you have to be a mutter to somebody for it to be a real get. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer says if the get is given and she's not mutter to anybody, it can't be called a get in any real terms, other than Issa Kahuna. Okay, so what do we mean by that?
That's Reach.
Reach Haget. What is Reach Haget? I mean, that's what nobody understands. What does that mean? Let's go a little further. V'yesh Lomar.
V'yesh Lomar, da hachi maisi de kevan da fi ulo nisgarsha, elami isha psula kahuna. Im kain ki amar chutz mi ploni, have a get gamma.
Good.
Dim lo, have a get. But that's svarim. Debalon is garsha elami isha. Afilu.
Try again.
What did I miss?
Did you get it right? I don't know. Maybe you didn't. Deim lo havi get. Once again. Yeah. So now he's trying to work it out like this. Tosis is a little bit of a complicated logic, but it goes like this. Since, even though she's only divorced from her husband and not mutter to anybody, since that creates an effect of pusul to kohen, pusul to psula lekahuna, since it has any effect, right? Any effect. Therefore, since it has any effect when he says you're usher to everybody, therefore, if he says you're mutter to somebody, then it kicks it into a get gummer. You ever drive a stick shift? Right? Ben. So you have your foot on the clutch, you got the car in gear, and you're revving the engine. What are you saying?
I noticed engine.
And you're revving the engine, right? So the car's not going anywhere, but something's happening. Now when you take your foot off the clutch, you boom, you kick off right away. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, look, Isser, you see that the engine is revving. Because when he says, something's happening. You just need now something to engage that action.
Then once you say
chutz l'ploni, you burn rubber. Okay? He says, because his svara is from the negative. Because if that wasn't good, if when he said chutz miploni, it wasn't a good get, then it's a svara that when he says chutz from everybody, it shouldn't even be a recha get. And she shouldn't be asking anybody, even the coin. So that's his, he's making a deduction. He's saying that if it were true that when he says Hareyat Megureshes Mimeni, right? What's our case? Hareyat Mutaris L'chol Adam Chutz Miploni, let's say, right? Or Hareyat Megureshes Mimeni V'yat Mutaris El L'ploni. Okay, let's say he says that. He says, you are divorced from me and you're mutter to so-and-so. Good? If that was not a good get, right, then by what logic would it be possible to, would she be possible to kahuna when he says you're mutter to nobody? Something must be happening in order to make her apostle to kahuna. Something must be happening. In order to say reach haget, notice he doesn't like the idea that you're going to say that if you say you're mutter to nobody, that she's aser midin reach haget. And if you'll say you're mutter to somebody, it's nothing. Reach haget has to sort of be like a potential in the get. Something has to be happening. Something is operating. Now, it might be that it's idling. Nothing is, the engine is moving, but it's the car is idling. But that means something is happening. So when you engage that something, I'm being extremely descriptive over here, right? When you engage that something and you apply it to Plony, it should be good. Because if it wasn't good, then nothing was happening. If nothing was happening, why should it be Puzzle Kahuna? Either giving a, okay, but now let's get down to a one simple level of definition here. Okay, what does he mean? What is he talking about? What is that something? What's the idling engine? What is the something?
That's the rail gate.
What seems like you're.
What's the motor? What's the something? Yeah.
I don't know. This is probably not what you're looking for, but.
So let's take the pasuk, right? He's saying, Isha Grusha May Isha. Right? You need a mapake in that one. You got to. So the woman who's separated from her husband. So what is Rabbi Eliezer saying? He's saying, look, what does that show you? What do you see from this? You see from this that there is a phenomenon of Isha, so there's a phenomenon of Gerushin. That exists not just in terms of Isser and Heter. Not in terms of Isser and Heter. Not in terms of her shame. Usser l'chol adam or muter umuteris l'chol adam. There's an operation of Gerushin that takes place where? The personal relationship itself. In other words, that's exactly what the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about. The Rabbanan say the marriage is an institution of Isser, and the divorce is a termination of Isser. There's nothing other than that. There's nothing other than that. There's no such thing. If marriage is intrinsically an institution of Isser, then the divorce is nothing unless it removes Isser. There's no such thing as saying there's such a thing as a divorce that doesn't remove Isser. In some way we can say they're divorced, but yet she's not mutter. If the very essence of marriage is the Isser that's created from the Kiddushin, like we said yesterday, Lashon Kiddushin is a Lashon of Areyat, Asur L'chol Adam Kehekdish. So it itself is a functional idea. It is, the institution itself is an institution of creating an effect on others. If the essence of the thing is in its effect, then there's no meaning to say that something occurred and didn't have an effect. Right? Can't say something occurred in an institution whose ikar is effect. You can't say something occurred when there was no effect. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, no. There's something other than Isser and Heter that marriage is about. There's something called the relation. There's something in terms of the relationship itself. The relationship itself exists. There can be a divorce from the relationship without affecting Isser. Get out. That's what it means. It means I don't like you anymore. Out.
You mean in terms of
you and me, it's over.
It's you, not me.
Right. In other words, it comes out a little bit of a counterintuitive thing. If I were to ask you, let's put it this way. Let's just put it quickly and then tell you what I mean. According to the Rabbanon, the institution of Ishus is essentially Isser. So now, any Maisa of undoing, any Maisa of Gerushin is only considered a Maisa insofar as it removes Isser. There's no such thing as, there's no sense in saying there was a Maisa of Gerushin that didn't affect Isser. That is exactly what the institution is. So anything that you did that didn't, gerushin is undoing ishus. If ishus equals iser, then gerushin has to equal heter iser. Right? Yeah. But Rabbi Eliezer is much more, Rabbi Eliezer says, I mean, he's a little more romantic. Rabbi Eliezer holds that there is even that aside for Isser and Heter, there's an institution of Ishus. There's an institution of the relationship of the Ish to the Isha. So Gerushin could take place in terms of the relationship itself. You could say there's a Maisa of Gerushin simply because he did a Maisa that terminated their relationship. Okay? So you can say in truth something did occur. He said, you're Grusha Meisha, you're driven out. I don't want this relationship anymore. Yeah. We have to work it through though. But what does it mean that if he does not matter anyone, it's nothing but a reach haget? And when he's matir, and when he is matir somebody, it's good because there was a reach haget. If he would give it, without being matir anyway, those two things are tied together. What does it mean it's not good, but it's a reach haget? And because you see reach haget works, it must be that it's good when he permits it to somebody. Right? That's the way Tosfos is working it out. He's saying it must be, since you see reach haget, it must be that there was something going on. But what was the sum? And therefore, if there's something that's going on, then if he says you're mutter to somebody else, it must be good. Okay, so I think the answer is like this. I think we have to sort of flip things around a little bit for a minute. Okay. According to Rabbi Eliezer, why must you be matir here to one person in order for the get itself to be good? Now let's just review the facts carefully here. Tosfos is saying if he says isha grusha me isha, if he just says you're megureshes mimeni v'yat muteres l'chol adam, it's not a get in any sense other than reach haget, right? And if the husband were to die, she could do yibum to his brother. And if it were a get, he'd be an iser of eshesach. So it's not a get. But therefore we see it will be a get when he's matir her to one person. The connection is still not clear. Because why can't you say that what we're saying would seem to be that if he says you're out of here, I don't want you anymore, then why can't we say that in terms of their relationship it's over? And if the brother and if the guy were to die, that she shouldn't be able to do even to his brother. Well, I mean, if we're saying there's such a thing as a relationship, and the reach haget is that you're doing a maisa of breaking the relationship, so then why doesn't it work just vis-a-vis them? And they should be in this situation. Now it sounds like Tosfos is saying that even in terms of the relationship, it's not going to be broken unless he's matir to somebody else.
Well, the relationship
Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos, don't make notes. When Tosfos asks his question, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Issekuhuna shani, he never removes that premise. Issekuhuna is shani always, but for some reason, Issekuhuna shani being by Rabbi Eliezer doesn't pose a problem in terms of his idea.
Meaning to say,
Isha grusha misha is only a gerushin legabi kuhuna. Legabi, nothing else is a gerushin. But we were saying that it's the way we were working it through. We were coming up with what seemed to be a possibility of saying it's good because it's operating in a certain framework of their relationship. But in truth, it doesn't operate anywhere. In truth, it doesn't do anything. So where's his deduction again? See, it seems to be like this. It seems to me that Rabbi Eliezer is learning that that the ikker kedushin really is their relationship. The ikker of the nesuin of the ishus is the relationship between the man and the woman. Okay. And that has ramifications, like we're saying, in terms of yibum, you can see it, in terms of truma, you can see it. But the Torah gives the man control over terminating that relationship. How does he terminate that relationship? This is something that somebody was, I think, maybe getting into a little bit. The relationship is created. How does he terminate that relationship? By being matir and isser of that relationship. He doesn't need to be matir. The relationship is not the isser, but the relationship created isser. Okay? When he took the woman as his wife, and he created the ishus, an effect of the ishus is Mikudeshes li, areat muteras, areat, that she becomes asura l'chuliyama kehektish. So the relationship of the ishus has an effect in iser. Rabbi Eliezer holds that since the relationship is not the iser itself, like the Rabbanan, but it has a manifestation of Isser, the method that the Torah has for terminating the relationship is for the Baal to be matir, the Isser. But as long as he's matir, as long as he destroys the Isser in the way that it was created, he has undermined the relationship itself. In other words, let me put it this way. Rabbi Eliezer looks at it in a little bit more of a complex way. He says there is an existence of ishus bein ish leisha. Okay, just them alone. Even if they were the only two people in the world, they could have an ishus. Doesn't have to. Not like it has to be making other people lost. There is a reality to them. Is not a reality. The Rabbanan say, no, the only reality is in terms of her now being usher to them and mutter to him. That is what the ishus is. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the whole thing is a relative. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's an idea of the ishus just between the man and the woman. Okay, but how do you make that relationship and how do you break that relationship? That's something that's not really a halachic. It's not material for a halachic kinyan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the way you make the relationship and the way you break the relationship is that the Torah gave the ish and the isha control over their isurim, the isurei tashmish. And when the woman says, I give you all Isurei Tashmish to you, I take away all Heter Tashmish from everybody, give it to you, by doing that, that creates the relationship. That's not what the relationship is. That creates the Ishus. In other words, everybody's agreeing, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer are agreeing, that what the man and woman do is they create Isurei Tashmish and Matir Isurei Tashmish. Okay? But the question between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan is that itself the definition of Kiddushin and Gerushin? Or is it a way of instituting the relationship between the man and the woman? But the relationship is a separate concept from the Isurim themselves. If you want to enter into a relationship of Ishus, you have to do it via a kinyan of Isser. But the kinyan of Isser now creates a new institution that we call Ishus. But we can look at the institution of Ishus as a thing in its own right. Okay? And now Rabbi Eliezer says, and if he wants to break that relationship of Ishus, all he has to do is undo the Isser that was created initially. So since the Isser initially was Lekuli Alma, as long as he lets one person in, he's destroyed the Isser and therefore torn the relationship apart. Because the Isser is not the relationship. The Isser is what made the relationship. And so if you say the Isser is the relationship, like the Rabbanon, then you have to remove the entire relationship, which is all of the Isser. But if you say there's a way to create something else that we call Ishus, and how is that done? That's by manipulating Isurei Tashmish. So by dedicating all of her rites of Tashmish to him, they create that relationship. And by him removing the Isser that he has over her vis-a-vis the rest of the world, they'll destroy that relationship. Then as long as he destroys it, as long as he's matir for one person, he has destroyed the relationship. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, what does that show you? Says that this whole idea is based on this whole scheme is based on a concept that there's the relationship between him and her, and Isurei Tashmish are like a vehicle of creating and breaking it. Okay, but there's a chiddush by Kahuna. What's the chiddush by Kahuna? By Kahuna, it's saying that there's a psul of a grusha. What's the psul of a grusha? It's not befitting a Kohen to take somebody who was rejected by, take a woman who was rejected by a man. Okay? To be rejected by another person. So he's saying that in that sense, it just requires a maisa of gerushin. It just requires a maisa of gerushin. It doesn't have to be an actual breaking of, it doesn't have to be an actual gerushin. It just has to express the rejection. Okay? Reach haget. Reach haget means you did a maisa of the get, even though it had no effect. But if there's no relationship between them to work in, then you can't say that he did a rejection of their relationship. It would just be like trying to make a kinyan that didn't work. It's nothing. There has to be a reality to the relationship. There has to be this concept that gerushin is really essentially working on the relationship. And then you can say, well, in terms of kahuna, just the action of rejection is enough. Even without a completion of it, even without a fulfillment of it. But he says that concept is based, that idea of saying that giving a get has some reality to it, means to say that there really is an underlying, that the whole get really works in terms of severing the relationship itself. And that's the psul to kahuna. That a woman whose husband expressed a rejection of that underlying ishus, that itself is a psul. But in order to say that that's a psul, it means to say that, let me put it this way. There has to be some theoretical meaning to his statement. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. There has to be some meaning, at least in theory, to what he's saying. What he means to say is like this. Reach haget means he's expressing a certain concept, even though it doesn't have a halachic chalos. But what is he saying over here? He's saying, our relationship is over and you're not mutter to anybody. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer says, in order for that to be even a psul l'kahuna, it has to mean that theoretically there are two elements there. And he's expressing a true statement in terms of one element. The only thing is, halachically, he failed to accomplish it. But what he's saying has to have some reality. In order to even say, in other words, there's a difference between, there's like a famous, it's one of these famous jokes, you know, like these intellectual jokes, where a guy said, I think it was about some physicist, you know, said someone asked him someone's made a statement, and he said it was so bad, what he said was so bad, he wasn't even wrong. Right? Like, to be wrong, you have to be in the parsha and off a little bit. But not even wrong means you're not even in the framework of what we're dealing with. Okay? So, re'echa get means it's wrong, but it has to be in the ballpark. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, in order to say that there's a chiddush by kahuna, that you don't need the actuality of gerushin, but just the expression of gerushin is enough, that means to say there has to be the material of the relationship that we can express gerushin about. You know what I'm saying? So when he says, I hate this relationship and you're no good, but I don't want you to be mutter to anybody else, was there a reality to what he was talking about? Was he even talking about something that he could be wrong about? Yes, Rabbi Eliezer says. He was talking about the phenomenon of the reality of their relationship apart from Isser to other people. He was really talking about something. And in that wrong way, and in that framework, he expressed a true statement that the relationship that exists apart from her effective Isser, the relationship that's real between them, that the Isser ushered in, and now exists distinct from it, that relationship I repudiate. Is that a real statement? Yes or no? So Rabbi Eliezer says, it's a real statement, but it doesn't have the halachic effect of actually terminating it. But the chiddush in kahuna is, even if you just speak about it in a certain, and you treat her vis-a-vis that relationship in a certain way, it has an effect of psula kahuna. But that shows you that the relationship is not definitively her isser to others. If the relationship only was her isser to others, and he says our relationship is over, but you still usher to everyone else, that's a non-statement.
Needs something to grasp onto.
Yes, he has to be wrong. So he says, you see from the fact that there's an effect in terms of kahuna that proves that there's an underlying relationship there's an underlying reality to the relationship that exists completely apart from isser and heter to other people. Therefore, it must be that the control, that the true relationship, the true way isser and heter operates here, is it's simply the mechanism that forms and breaks the relationship. It's not the relationship itself, but isser and heter to others is the mechanism of creating and breaking it. So therefore, it must be, if he says you're mutter to others, that is truly the termination of the relationship. Otherwise, his statement of our relationship is over, but you're not mutter to anybody would be not even a sentence. It'd be like Sajigon says, it'd be like close to just syllables. It wouldn't be a sensible statement at all. It wouldn't have any object. It wouldn't have any subject. There's no subject matter that he's even talking about.
So you're saying because it has, in our case of the Mishnah, because you're mutter to...
It's a psula kahuna. It means to say, since it is a psula kahuna, it means to say there is a reality to the subject that he's talking about, which is their relationship apart from the isser to other people. So then that shows you that the relationship is not a relationship of Isser alone. So it doesn't demand a complete removal of Isser to end the relationship. It just requires some removal of, now the Isser, what I'm trying to say is, there's two ways the Isser, Lekuli Alma, could exist. Either it is the substance of their relationship itself, okay? Or it's some mechanism that controls the relationship. If it's the substance of the relationship itself, then it has to be removed completely, otherwise nothing is done. Then it'll be shir beget. If it simply is a mechanism that the Torah says you want to form and break relationships, use mechanisms of isser v'heter, which are in your control, they're up there yours, you get to play with them however you want, then as long as he destroys the Isser that was created from the Kiddushin, then he broke the relationship. Even if he lets one person in, he broke the relationship. By the way, the Gemara, the next Gemara says, does this whole thing work in reverse? Can it work by Kiddushin too? Or is it only a Gerushin issue? So we'll see. But that's the way I'm learning this Tosa. Is it working with the Lashon? So he says, right. That's right.
How do we go about understanding?
Anything other than giving, in other words, it hasn't done anything other than giving her a status of a reject from her husband. That's what it gave her. It just gave her the status of being rejected and repudiated by her husband. That's it. And by kahuna, that's the chiddush. By kahuna, it doesn't go by the technicality of gerushin. It goes by being viewed. It's like a ganai for a kohen to marry somebody who is considered repudiated. So in terms of ishus, no, there's no effect. In terms of the true idea, there wasn't like a part of a get given. Reyach ha-get. It's the reyach of the get. It smacks of get. But what does it mean? It means to say it's not as strong as a tam haget. Recha milsa is a machlokas, but it means to say it's like some accidental feature of the get. The real halacha get really is essentially severing the relationship. But there's a feature of it that we say she was rejected. So this is just taking that feature without the actuality of it. Right. So this is good for the Rambam, who says that for the Rabbanon, it's the Rabbanon. This argument is so powerful that he... Right. The Rambam learns that the Rabbanon's shita of Reach Haget is the Rabbanon.
There's no way to say that there's a derisa form that you have to be mother to everyone.
Because it's very difficult. Without saying that there's some reality to what you're saying, hasn't even have a hook in a derisa framework to say something occurred. Not even like a failed something. I mean... It's just like saying, if you would say to her, you can't use my, from now on, you can't use my favorite coffee mug. So, what, that's like a reach haget. I mean, no, he didn't say anything. There's nothing to do with anything.
Constant trepidation on the part of the woman.
Or he says, I think you're really ugly. So, okay, well, who cares? What's that going to do? It's not going to do anything. Where's the halachic... material there. I hate you. Other Rishonim. I mean, according to the other Rishonim, they say that is the Gzeiras HaKosev. That is the Gzeiras HaKosev. That what? But how do you define Reach? What are the parameters of Reach Haget? Now, apparently they hold what? Even an attempt to, I don't know. An attempt to what? That's the problem. At least for those, you could say there was an attempt to do a real thing. The real thing is sever the relationship. That's what he tried to do. He said it. It just didn't work. But he actually said what he wants to do, and what he wants to do theoretically is there. So this is just not the mechanism of it. But according to the Rabbanon, what is he doing? He's just saying like an impossibility. I want us to be married and not married at the same time. That effectively is what he's saying.
They hold there's no
Issa Kahuna, that's the problem. No, as Tosus is saying from Rabbi Eliezer, he holds from Issa Kahuna you can derive that there must be this. So therefore it's good if you're gonna learn the other Rishonim, if you're gonna learn like some Rishonim that when the Rabbanan say Issa Kahuna Shani, they're not agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer that Midaraisa is a Psol Kahuna. They're learning that, no, this drasha, nobody, we don't make this drasha at all. For whatever reason, we don't make this drasha. And when we and when we say, in fact, it's just to the Kohen, that's midrabanan. That would be fine. But a lot of Rishonim learn the other way. That, no, this is really, It's a tough machlokas because according to the other Rishonim, because both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon are darshening psul l'kahuna. Rabbi Eliezer is taking from it that there must be a good get, and the other ones are saying no. Rabbi Eliezer's argument is very, very good. According to the Rabbanon, you're going to have to learn that the Torah created a new thing of a gerushin legabi psul kahuna.
But not legabi get.
And it's outside the framework of regular get.
Meaning you have to look at the halachos of kahuna instead of...
In other words, they took... He says that you're right. In terms of regular gerushin, is only iser. But in the way it's... what's the genai to a kohen? The genai to a kohen is not that she's a woman who had iser and had a heter iser. The genai to the kohen is the effect of that whole process, which is rejection. Or the way it's viewed as rejection. So therefore, midoraisa, there's like a totally different institution of get just in the framework of genai, even though it has no reality in the halachos of gerushin itself. They're gonna have to learn riba hakosov. There's a special riboy over here that there's a get dafka. I mean, it's strange though. It's a strange kind of a thing.
It makes sense.
I mean, it's like creating something new just for the purpose of psul. Didn't we have this discussion once? It's like the Rav Svara that there's a tekiya psula. Like that there's a special thing of a tekiya psula. Now, it's over here, it's a little better than Tekiya Psula because there is an institution of the covet of a Kohen that's protected. As opposed to saying that a long Tekiya, a long Shvarim that goes up in the end wouldn't be kosher for a Tekiya, but it would function as a Tekiya Psula just to be a Mafsik. Well, that's no. In other words, it comes out now according to the machlokas from Rabbi Eliezer. If you're going to go down this road, it comes out the machlokas from Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon is: do you say that Issur Kahuna Shani means to say that it's possible that the Torah would create the entire institution of a get of rejection just for the purpose of Kahuna, or it wouldn't create something completely new? It would only strip down the regular, say if the regular get is given in a modified way, it'll have an effect on kahuna. So the Rabbanan say, Issa kahuna shani means say, it's like a chiddushu. Can't learn anything from it. It's possible that the whole thing was created. And our basic limud has to come from other places. You want to know what a get is? You don't look at the unusual case of Issa kahuna. Because it's possible that the whole institution of Issur Kahuna was created just to protect the Kohanim. And it's just a whole new thing of a get of rejection, even though of rejection of the relationship. Even though in a regular get, that has nothing to do with what a get does. There's no maisa of rejecting the relationship in a regular get. Just created this because a regular get has that look, and that's really the genai, is the perception. So therefore, it's a whole new thing of just the perception. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the Torah wouldn't do that. It wouldn't create a tekiya psula. It wouldn't just create an institution that only exists. It only has reality in terms of psul. It has to be some reality in terms of what a get is. And then we could say, and if you did it in a way that it's really essentially the mice of nesinas a get, without the halacha kiyum, it still is a psul of kahuna. Right?